Now we come in chapter 3 to the call of Samuel as a prophet priest. Now this chapter is ordinarily reserved for children, and I'd like to take it out of the nursery today and give it to the senior citizens. That's where it belongs. Not only for a beginner's department, but also for those that are sitting in the sanctuary. And actually, Alice in Wonderland was written by Lewis Carroll. He wrote it for his grandchildren, but you know it's philosophy, and it really was an indictment of his day in the social order, and it is a deep philosophy. And so here, this story marks one of the greatest, I think, transitional periods. The form of government is changed in this chapter. God adopts a new program. We move from a theocracy to a monarchy, from the priest to the king. And Eli is the last here of the priests, that is, of the line, and Samuel is the first of the prophets, as we shall see in this chapter. And we are told in verse 20, all Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. This is very important to see. And it's this man Samuel now that poured the anointing oil on both Saul and David. Now, God called him 4 times. And I think this rather nullifies the popular epigram today that opportunity knocks only 1 time at the door. And then I think it also answers the argument that man can turn at his leisure to God. I believe that there is an appointed time. And that now is the accepted time. Today, if you'll hear his voice. And there comes a day when you won't hear his voice, by the way. Now, friends, we seem to be getting off of the ground here in 1 Samuel rather slowly, but it's a very important area that we're in, and especially that we come to today. It is the call of Samuel, and can be called the last call God made to him. And we read in verse 1, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious. In those days, there was no open vision. Well, the first thing for us to note here is that the word child doesn't mean he was just a little fella. Josephus gives the age of 12. Probably he was a teenager. Solomon said, in his prayer, I'm but a little child. Well, he was a grown man that had just been made king. And Jeremiah was called to the priest's office, and he says, I can't speak for I'm a child. Well, he was thinking of, I think, his spiritual maturity there rather than physical. And the child Samuel here means he was a young man, and he ministered unto the Lord before Eli. You don't have a 4-year-old child running around serving the Lord in the tabernacle, by the way. The word of the Lord was precious. Now, that means that it was scarce. It was a scarce article, by the way. And that's the reason that you read here that the word of the Lord was scarce in that day, or precious in those days. That is, God was not revealing himself at this particular time. He does begin to move in now, and he's calling this boy Samuel as a prophet. You see, he's moving from the position of the judge and the priest to that now of the prophet. And the prophet becomes the spokesman for the king. God never really spoke directly to the king. It was through the prophet. And we'll see that as we move along.